flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. A couple of themes, and Dan, you have that from Hassan. We'll play that in a second. A couple of themes coming out of the Kennedy thing, and we have some pretty volatile moments. He's done well, I think. In other words, I don't think anybody's changing based on this or looking for it publicly. But two narratives. One, the Democrats were trying to corner him into being pro-choice, which he is. Not because they want him to be pro-choice or whatever. But they figured it out that maybe we can bill him as so pro-choice, he'll have to be pro-choice in his job in various ways, thereby having some cover for some Republicans to vote against him as not being pro-life. Let's tip in right now, though, Dan, because it's Elizabeth Warren toe-to-toe with RFK Jr. here talking about pharmaceutical companies.
Do you want to go live or where she starts?
Yeah,
where she starts her questioning.
Where she starts.
Where she starts her questioning.
Sure, yeah.
I want to start with something that I think you and I agree on, and that is that Big Pharma has too much power in Washington. You've said that President Trump asked you to, quote, clean up corruption and conflicts. Sounds great. You've said that you will, quote, slam shut the revolving door between government agencies and the companies they regulate. That also sounds great. So here's an easy question. Will you commit that when you leave this job, you will not accept compensation from a drug company, a medical device company, a hospital system, or a health insurer for at least 4 years, including as a lobbyist or a board member?
Can you just repeat the last part of the question? Can I commit?
You're
to
not
going to
take money from drug companies in any way, shape, or
who?
Form.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, I'm happy to commit to that.
Okay, good. That's what I figured. I said it's an easy question to start with. And I think you're right on this question.
I don't think any of them want to give me money, by the way.
All right, Dan, let's cut out of that. Because, again,
you're
what
right.
The hell is the point of this? It's a layup for him. It gives him a chance at humor. It gives him a chance at also making the point with Big Pharma in this. So I thought Elizabeth Warren was going somewhere. I don't see it. Hassan, though.
Well, they're old friends, aren't they?
They might be.
Like the anti-establishment kind of sect of.
Well, she's
establishment. You got to remember, RFK was a former Democrat. So.
Yeah. Well, I think he is still.
Yeah.
Whatever he says. Okay, so. The other narrative, let's play the choice one. Here is from New Hampshire, Senator Hassan trying to say, well, you've always been pro-choice, and he is. He is pro-choice. How are you not saying you're pro-choice now? Here we go.
Now, let's go to something we agree upon. I am really heartened to see that one area where we agree on is on women's reproductive freedom. In your own words, it's not the government's place to tell people what to do with their bodies. You said that, correct? Yep. Mr. Kennedy, in 2023, you came to New Hampshire and said, quote, I'm pro-choice. I don't think the government has any business telling people what they can or cannot do with their body. So you said that, right?
Yes.
Yep. But you also said we need to trust the women to make that choice because I don't trust government to make any choices.
Yes.
You said that too, right?
Yes.
It is remarkable that you have such a long record of fighting for women's reproductive freedom, and really great that my Republican colleagues are so open to voting for a pro-choice HHS secretary. So, Mr. Kennedy, I'm confused. You have clearly stated in the past that bodily autonomy is one of your core values. The question is, do you stand for that value or not? When was it that you decided to sell out the values you've had your whole life in order to be given power by President Trump?
Okay, stop there. So the bottom line is, I thought she was on to something there a bit. Give some cover. Now, she pivoted toward her own vitriol over this to get back at Trump. But that's one narrative they were trying to develop. This guy is, and he is, he's pro-choice up and down the line. And I would say you can argue, well, he's not going to make any decisions. Ah, come on. That's ridiculous. Decisions are made. People, you know, saying they're not doing their own bias, pro-life, pro-choice on this. The other narrative, and I'm not going to play it because it was scattered throughout. Democrats believe they're back. They're back because yesterday when President Trump announced this freeze, as I understand it, on some of these big spending programs, the federal budget, so that we have time to calculate this stuff, like the $50 million. It's almost hard to believe for condoms in Gaza. How many condoms is that? That's thought to be on the headline on the front page of American newspapers today. I haven't purchased any condoms, but we can certainly do the math on that. You know, you get a big discount if you're ponying up $50 million, you would think. That's a lot. Okay. They're trying to make this narrative today that the government is frozen. They were going after him on this, particularly around the issue of Medicaid. He made some great remarks about America, Kennedy did, America's overall health. And about Medicaid in particular, they're spending $900 billion. And he says, do you think Americans are healthy? And he wasn't firing it back, but he was making the point again and again and again. America is in poor health, chronic disease, etc. That's his main mission. When he's stuck on that, he's got the upper hand tremendously. Everybody knows this. That's what the element is. That's what we're trying to get at here. So their narrative was to say, President Trump is shutting down Medicaid. They went through domestic abuse. People won't be able to get aid, the whole thing. I thought they lost focus. They're not probing at Kennedy there. He was able to deflect that. But they believe their narrative right now, aside from the Kennedy hearing, even in the Kennedy hearing, here's a point I wanted to make. They believe they're back, that America's not going to stand for this. There's one poll out there saying people have cooled off after the first 9 days, 10 days of President Trump. They're banking on that. They think they have him in the crosshairs, so to speak, with this government freeze. I don't think so. All they have to do is point toward federal workers saying they're not going to go back to work. You know, just simple stuff like that. And the average American says, that's it. You know, that's it with these people. Show how much they're making. Trump has now posed a buyout program. They're calling it a purge. Yeah, like the film. I think you get 7 months, you get bought out at your current thing and all that. Trying to reduce the federal payroll. Brilliant move. Let's see how many take it. Already Democrats are cautioning them. Don't do this. You're letting down everybody. And they're calculating today on their day job as a federal worker how much this would benefit them to quit, to take the buyout at this point. So I see Democrats losing the thread a little bit of opposing RFK Jr. and getting into some narratives here, the bigger narrative about the government freeze. Now, I'm consumed watching this, but my mind is really on what we heard yesterday. Caroline Leavitt was a star yesterday. Brilliant stuff overall. But when she announced, oh, yeah, the drones, nothing to worry about. We know it's the FAA research and other operations. What? So I have a poll up at Dom Show 1210 asking the simple question, are you satisfied with the White House response on drones? One guy actually, I mean, it's tiresome on Twitter. Do you mean the Biden White House or the Trump White House? Because if it's the Biden White House, I'm not satisfied. If it's the Trump, I am. Buddy, just let's get in the real world. We're talking about what was announced yesterday. It's now at 60.8% of people who are not satisfied. Now, they realize this has come from President Trump. Probably 90% of them support President Trump. But what they're saying correctly is they're not satisfied with this whole thing on drones of the statement that was given yesterday. I wish there had been more follow-up questions. I'm not exactly sure she kind of launched into something else at that point. And certainly, we respect the nature of something that's secretive. We had the mayor on, though, of Mellon yesterday, Mayor Mellon yesterday, and he made the point that he didn't trust people in government, as most people don't. He's in government himself. But why are they doing this? Why are they doing this over Jersey? No, this does not answer the question. If you're one of the people that's satisfied, 855-839-1210, tell us why you're satisfied. What about this is satisfactory? Let's dip in a little bit, Dan. Bernie Sanders now with RFK Jr.
Like the slogan that you coined, Make America Healthy Again. And I strongly agree with that effort. Despite spending, as you indicated, two or three times as much per capita on healthcare as other nations, we have 85 million people who are uninsured, underinsured. We have all kinds of chronic illnesses. Our life expectancy is lower than other countries. And for working class people in this country, they are living 6-7 years shorter lives than the top 1%. We got a problem. Okay? And I'm going to suggest some ideas that I think can remedy that. Last year, the insurance industry in this country made over $70 billion, while at the same time, 85 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured. Do you agree with me that the United States should join every other major country on earth and guarantee health care to all people as a human right? Yes? No?
Pretty lofty question there, Bernie.
Yep.
Senator, I can't give you a yes or no answer to that question.
Healthcare a human right? Is healthcare a human right?
In the way that free speech is a human right,
yeah.
I would say it's different because with free speech doesn't cost anybody anything, but in healthcare, if you smoke cigarettes for 20 years and you get cancer, you are now taking from the pool. Well, and so okay. Are you guaranteed the same?
So Warren and Sanders, in somewhat agreement, but trying to push him farther to the left. Not because I don't see any grand strategy. I just think they're going with their own agenda here. All right. So here are the phone lines. I'll give you the side question. We got a lot of sound to play here, including the launch on RFK Jr. Here is my favorite, Dan. Cut 24. And this is his policy. This is why he's effective. This was one of the most effective things. They asked him about McDonald's, about cheeseburgers. Cut 24.
I don't want to take food away from anybody. If you like a cheeseburger, a McDonald's cheeseburger, a Diet Coke, which my boss loves, you should be able to get them. If you want to eat Hostess Twinkies, you should be able to do that. But you should know what the impacts are on your family and on your health.
Thank you.
Fair statement. I thought that was the most balanced statement of all today. All right. So for the side question today, we got a couple of things occurring. We saw on the day in history, I guess it was yesterday, the guy who invented, if you will, IKEA, which is a game changer as far as so many aspects of furnishing and how you do it and cost and all that. It was his, he passed away yesterday. And today, the machine that rolls ice cream cones. Ooh. Yes, they actually celebrate that today. It's not like sliced bread, biggest thing since sliced bread, but it's pretty close. That's a game changer. We're looking for game changers. All right, so I'm going to give you in no particular order a few that I thought of because there's a million of them. Don't stick to just something ancient. You might want to be more contemporary.
Yep.
I've always said Henry Ford was a great game changer.
Yeah.
It was there. It was there. He just put it all in one thing. Assembly line. Let's do it. I mean,
yeah.
He didn't really invent anything. I'm sure he had engineers who invented how to do it exactly.
Well, I mean, just in itself, that was smart to keep the guys in the same position. You
right.
Know?
Yeah, exactly. And of course,
smarter, not harder.
The great Wilt Chamberlain, who the NBA had 29 to 39, depending on how you look at it, rule changes because of him. There you go.
Yeah, I was going to take some of those, whether it's the can't jump across the free throw line,
you could dunk
expanding
it.
The lane,
yeah,
things
exactly.
like that. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I think Larry Bird changed the game more than Wilt Chamberlain.
Ooh. In what way?
It was the start of the whole three-point era that we see explode even more to this day.
Yeah, well, they didn't redesign stuff specifically for that, although they did have the Bird rule that you can give the
there
player
you go,
on your
you
team.
See?
Well, he didn't have anything to do with it. He just happened to be on the Celtics and what they were trying to do.
Wasn't he his own agent, or is that not true?
No, I don't think so. But Will, I mean, come on. You got to give some. Change it. All right, who's yours?
He revolutionized writing Sharpies on papers and holding it for cameras. That's what Wilt Chamberlain revolutionized.
Okay. Yeah.
How about the iPod, Dom? Revolutionized how we consume music.
Exactly.
Well, for a little while, it was on those devices that you download an MP3 on.
Mm-hmm.
But then came along the streaming services that kind of upended that and re-revolutionized what we're seeing there, changed the game. And on your point of Henry Ford, how about we go Ray Kroc and take the fast food assembly line off the board?
And he went from Henry Ford and put it to food, which is even more, shall we say, not creative, but incredibly smart to think, why can't we do it with food?
Yeah, why not?
That's what we're looking for. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to stick with sports here. I'm going to go with something the most intimidating pitcher of all time was able to do, and that is Bob Gibson. Because he was so dominant, they lowered the mound from 15 inches high to 10 inches high to try and give batters a chance against him. So someone like that still has a profound impact on baseball today because it seems the pitchers have taken over more than the hitters.
Okay, yeah. If it has any kind of longevity, too, that'll help with it. All right, so a lot in play. We brought you yesterday the scientist who is the scientific backup to RFK Jr. I thought it was really good stuff. Today's debate with him hasn't lived up for me. It's been intense, but I haven't seen anybody toe-to-toe get where he really is at specific points yet. But I think they go tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to bring on the person there with him, who heads up the Children's Defense Fund. In other words, his lawyer in all these issues. So you're getting inside the mindset here. That's what we're trying to provide. But so far today, he's done well. There hasn't been any shocking moment, anything where it's like, oh, man, you can't vote for this guy. It's not giving Republicans cover. If they don't want to vote for him, they don't want to vote for him. By the way, Caroline Kennedy yesterday, the attack, we have it, we'll play it again at some point, I'm sure, talking about him as a predator. He talked today about being a heroin addict in 42 years, he said, still going to AA meetings because of it. And people on Twitter put up, and it's true, that Caroline Kennedy and her husband own a lot of stock that's associated with Big Pharma. But I don't think you can dismiss everybody as a captive of Big Pharma. I think they're going after him because the Kennedy family is like this. They are as dysfunctional. They are as big of a menace as any family we've ever seen. I mean, I despise them up and down the line, the whole nonsense that they've been able to get away with. So I think she went after him because they're still Democrats. They're still connected to the establishment. And at the 11th hour, though, telling the American public about this, I don't think it dinged him at all, even though some of the stuff was pretty intense with his hawk and the drug usage. But they did talk about the drug usage today. He was very clear about it and how it gives him insight. I'm watching Marsha Blackburn now, who's suspect on the Big Pharma list, to see where she goes. And we'll talk about that. All right, phone lines right now are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push #1210. All right, it is Dom time. Maybe the best argument for the need for an RFK Jr., Henry, this is cut 22. Here's RFK Jr. making the point. And again, if we accept this point, and it is backed up by a lot of metrics, we have the worst health outcomes of any developed nation, then the question becomes, why? Why is it not just that we're bad, but that they're better? Here's what he said.
The United States has worse health than any other developed nation, yet we spend more on health care, at least double and in some cases triple as other countries. Last year, we spent $4.8 trillion, not counting the indirect costs of missed work. That's almost a fifth of GDP. It's tantamount to a 20% tax on the entire economy. No wonder America has trouble competing with countries that pay a third of what we do for health and have better outcomes and a healthier workforce. But I don't want to make this too much about money. It's the human tragedy that moves us to care.
All right. So there's his point. That's his argument. And the only thing he has to defend against, really, are the issues around vaccines. And I didn't see anything today that really punctured or made him out to be. There was a lot of back and forth about that COVID vaccine engineered to attack people that were black and white, and debate over Kennedy talking about it was an NIH study that said that he just forwarded it. But I didn't see anything today that maybe changed where people might vote, other than this attempt to make him out to be more pro-choice and that that would have influence. And if you're a pro-life Republican, you got to vote against him. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. In addition to that, though, I'd love to have you get in. A lot of people voting at Dom Show 1210. I've made it as simple as possible and only two choices. Are you satisfied with that announcement yesterday from Caroline Leavitt, the breaking news before her news conference? Yeah, it's the FAA. Now, some people are saying in follow-up after their vote, well, then show us the drone. I know they'll say it's top secret or something, but they didn't say it was top secret. Now, we love Jeff Andrew. He's one of our favorites. He's coming up in about 5 minutes. And, you know, he's supportive of the president usually. But he's the one that launched on this about the mothership and the drones. And I think he was more right than what they told us yesterday. You're not going to dismiss this because it's still ongoing. And I'm glad to see people in the poll. Are those 40% in the poll, or if you're one of them, are you doing this because you feel President Trump's under attack? If you say no, you're not satisfied. You can be not satisfied and differ on something. Because I can't believe 40% of people are satisfied with what we heard yesterday. Nothing to see here. Move on. After all this, and it's continuing. Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, that's what we want them to tell us or to do something about it. We want them to stop it. If it's the FAA, I'm going to ask Van Drew. If it has to be a secretive intelligence committee or whatever, tell them to stop it. Do they have more compelling need to continue this alleged research than people have to stop this, that they don't want it? They're tired of seeing it. Well, don't look. We told you it's nothing. You have nothing to worry about. Is that your position if you're in that 40%? Yeah, shut up already about the drones. Let them put them up there all they want. He told you. Now, shut up. That's hardly transparency. So, look, he's in a tougher position with this since he's the one that rang the bell, and I think correctly. Who would have enough credibility to say, look, we just can't tell you about this? As an American, we want to protect you. That's what this is about. I don't see the elements that come together that tell me that's the case here. So whatever it is, it's annoying as hell. And I think people have a right to know or to demand that it stop. Do it somewhere else. Do it out over the desert. All right, so Jeff Andrews here, and we'll get you on the side question. The Kennedy hearings, we are inside that. Hard to tell if he has the votes, because a couple of Republicans or more might vote against him, and a Democrat or two might vote for him. So it's a tough one at this point. Nothing has been extraordinary. It's been great on some of the exchanges. I'd love to get you in, 855-839-1210. Jeff Andrew next. Hey, are you looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right? Now's the time of year to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year savings. Rescue is celebrating you. Save 35% on single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use that code HEALTH35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orosine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant, or you shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today. Use that code HEALTH35. Again, save 35% on all single supplements with that code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Make this year your best yet with Rescue. Okay, it is Dom time. Jeff Van Drew, Congressman Van Drew, should be here momentarily. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about this federal freeze, how Democrats are trying to spin it. But the drone question. I am just stunned how this goes. It is unacceptable. How many weeks has this been? It seems like forever. And we see various parts where there's intensity. Now I have 40% of my listeners saying in a poll, no, I'm satisfied with that answer. What's unsatisfactory about it? What more do you need to know? And I have bushel loads of people telling them what they need to know in order to put this to bed. All right, so 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. The headline, White House reveals Trump explanation for, this is New York Post, for NJ drones, and raises even more questions. I don't know about raising more, but this other operations, what was that? By the way, Caroline Leavitt yesterday, star performance. Here's a little bit before we get to Congressman Van Drew. This is, this will be cut 15, Henry, if you can. Leavitt talking about the $50 million being sent in condoms to Gaza in the middle of this freeze. Here we go.
DOGE and OMB have actually found that there was $37 million that was about to go out the door to the World Health Organization, which is an organization, as you all know, that President Trump, with the swipe of his pen and that executive order, is no longer wants the United States to be a part of. So that wouldn't be in line with the president's agenda. DOGE and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to debate that. Yeah, that might be a, who are you to say? All right, should have, how about 25 million condoms?
At least they're being safe.
Yeah, well, Gaza's population is very dense, so there's a lot of human contact there. But all right, let's go to Congressman Jeff Andrew. Congressman Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, it's always good to be with you.
Well, we'll get to the federal freeze and the $50 billion for condoms in Gaza, how that gets through something. But when you heard this announcement yesterday, I would tell you a lot of listeners are telling me they're unsatisfied with what was being said about the drones. What can you tell us, or where are you on this?
Well, this is not President Trump's fault. There are still a lot of people in there, obviously, that were there last year when we were fed all these lies. Now, let's use common sense. We know how it all started. We all, people, constituents, saw drones. We knew they weren't hobby drones. We knew they weren't stars. We knew they weren't airplanes. Some of them were. There's no question. But there was a number that were unexplainable. And we had reports from the nuclear power plant and air traffic controllers and the Coast Guard, et cetera. Then originally the administration last year told us that it was, they didn't know what it was, where it was going, what they contained, but it was nothing to worry about. Then they said, no, it's nothing at all. You're just looking at hobby drones. Then they said they were going to bring in advanced radar, have the FBI investigate, and do various levels of investigation with the Defense Department. And then the FAA was asked, and they granted it, to declare no-fly zones to have restricted airspace over dozens of facilities. If it was FAA unmanned systems, why would they have to go and declare restricted airspace? They're declaring restricted airspace on themselves. And if it was the FAA, why didn't they come out in the very beginning, instead of wasting the resources of the Pentagon, the resources of the FBI and others, why didn't they come out at the very beginning and just say, hey, it's us. Mm-hmm. We can't tell you the top secret stuff, but we're going through exercises and testing out prototypes. I mean, come on. You know, sometimes we're a little gullible, Americans, but we're not that gullible. I mean, this is either the biggest screw up that ever took place last year, where not one agency wasn't talking to the other at all, or there's more to it, or both.
Why put that out, though? I mean, I'm in agreement with everything you said here. Look, it was a big moment for the new secretary who did great yesterday to say, I have breaking news and President Trump, here's his statement. What's your theory then? I mean, that doesn't seem very, it's transparent, but it's raising more questions. What do you think happens next now on this?
Well, he's getting information from people who were there. You know, President Trump wants to get the truth out to everybody, and I think he doesn't want people to be fearful. I understand that. And, you know, obviously, as you know, I support him in doing that. That's what this is all about, telling people the truth. And I think that we still have to dig down more, hear more, and look into it more. At the very least, it is a complete lack of communication and a misuse of resources in the past administration. And we have to make sure that this kind of activity and level of communication no longer exists. If it was the FAA, how shameful. Just so everybody understands, President Biden, the secretary, the Pentagon, everybody said they had no idea what it was.
Yeah, well, look,
and we're saying it's the FAA. I don't understand.
I'm in agreement. I would settle for this with President Trump announcing if they said, well, this is, they seem to allude, they're doing research on something. If it's so secretive, we're trying to protect America, but they didn't say that. They just said secretive and other operations. So you think there'll be more announcements sent on this? They're trying to get to the bottom of it?
I think they will. I think President Trump wants the truth to come out, and he did set Susie Wiles on this to look into it. So there's a lot swirling around right now. But as we move forward within this new year, I think, you know, the administration is going to look into it more and settle some of the questions that occurred. And if it was simply, and by the way, you know, there's a positive side to everything. With miscommunication, now we can cure that and make sure that never happens again, that one agency knows what the other one's doing, for God's sake. We also found out that there were three drone ships that Iran has, that China has as well, and that they have armed drones on those ships. This is fact. We have the satellite imagery. So we learned that. We know that we're 10 years behind in UAS, which are drones. We're 10 years behind on this, and we have to do better. So the good side, you know, you always, Dom, I always try to find the good side. The good side is through all the screw-ups of the last administration, we have now learned what not to do, how to improve, and certainly, as we are going to do with our military, also with our drone systems, to make sure that we are getting back on target and that we're number one and that we're not lagging behind the way that we have been.
I agree, but this should stop now then, right? Wouldn't that be something we should be calling for?
Well, if it doesn't stop, again, information should be forthcoming from the FAA, and they've been pretty mum. They haven't said a whole lot.
Right.
That should come forward and say, hey, by the way, you're still going to see them because we're continuing our exercises. We're continuing to test prototypes and to do certain activities. Don't worry. It's us. but we can't tell you everything because we are protecting the country. I think people would be okay. It's what we should have done from Jumpstart, if that indeed is the case.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the FAA, though, between us. It's somebody, I think, that's doing this, you know, some other agencies, maybe. I just don't see that. Let's talk about the freeze, though, for a minute here. As I understand it, this is the first operation of DOGE, and at the big picture level, we're freezing things. But the average individual inside some of those systems, Medicaid, welfare, they still will have access. Is that your understanding?
That is correct. So, you know, it took everybody a little bit by surprise, but that happened. We're doing a whole lot of stuff real quickly. But the grants that are good, the loans that are good, the you know, systems that we have in place to protect people, kids and the elderly, et cetera, that's all going to be there. Nobody's going after that. They're trying to, the other side's trying to dramatize this and make it worse. They're going to go through, and if you're involved, and there are many good things, there are grants and loans that I've helped, you know, different groups get that are doing wonderful work, helping veterans, et cetera. Those are going to continue. This is to get rid of the stuff. I just heard a little bit of your last segment while I was waiting to speak with you about how much was it they were going to spend on
$50 million for the condoms in Gaza.
Yeah, $50 million for condoms in Gaza. That's an example, right? I mean, so this is, by the way, lesson learned here. When you do bad stuff like that, like the last administration does, when you're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on, forgive me, but on crap, on some bad stuff all over the world, but not helping your own people, then you've got a situation where what has happened now happens, where you have to really go in there and clean everything up. So do we want veteran services? Do we want to help kids? Do we want to make sure hospitals continue? Absolutely. Do we want $50 million going to Gaza for condoms? No, we don't. No, we don't. They can get their own condoms.
Yeah, absolutely. What's next for you, your committee? What's next on the radar screen in the House?
So one of the things I'm looking at, as you know, I'm the new chairman of Oversight and Judiciary, and I think we're going to look at, and today that's one of the decisions I'm going to make. My staff at the committee level, along with my staff in the office, were looking over some areas. And as you know, we're going to look at the FBI. We're going to look at the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, the DEA, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, parts of other areas of endeavor as well. We are going to be looking at Bureau of Prisons. There's issues there. So we're going to be looking at it all. I think, and you know, maybe a little bit premature, I'll decide by the end of today, we're going to start probably with the Department of Justice. And here's the deal. I just don't want to rehash everything. That's not my goal. Mm-hmm. My goal is not to keep talking about the past. But you learn from history, Dom. You know this. And those that don't respect history are bound to repeat it. We don't want to repeat the wrong-minded, stupid, malintentioned activities of what happened in the past. The judiciary, the judicial system, and the Department of Justice was weaponized. I will sit down with anybody and debate that. There's absolutely no question. I have the proof. I have the evidence. We have the emails. It's horrible. Going into, you know, Catholic churches, you know, looking up through files of people's personal lives that should never be investigated only because they, you know, certain people at the top had grudges against them or because they were conservative. The things that they did, going after, you know, school boards, and you saw what the Department of Justice did. You know, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life is not even the issue. I mean, I'm pro-life, but that's not the issue here. The issue, when you look at these women, one of them was 89 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she was given a sentence, I believe it was like 10 or 12 years.
That sentence.
She would have been over 100 if she
yeah.
had. You're going to take a woman who's just about to approach 90 that was praying in front of an abortion clinic. Now, what you do in a case like that? Okay, maybe she was breaking the law. So you gently take her, put her in the squad car, tell her she can't do that, and drive her home, for God's sake. There were women with their rosaries in front of, good God, and we're putting them in jail, and we've got bastards that are committing evil acts that some of whom are illegal, some of whom are drug lords and drug kings, and we were doing nothing to them. Now we're rounding them up and we're sending them back because, frankly, we don't even want to pay to incarcerate them in America for a lifetime. We got better uses for our money. That's
absolutely
the kind of stuff I want to look into.
All right, Congressman, thank you as always. Thanks for coming on today. Keep us in the loop. I know a lot of things happening.
Dom, I appreciate you, and I always appreciate you getting the truth out there and constantly getting information out to the people who listen to you. Thank you much.
Thanks. Thanks, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. All right, so you heard his take on it. Are you satisfied? I'm still looking at this poll on Twitter. I think I want to know from the 40% that are satisfied on this. Because it's not like, all right, it happened, let's move on. It's still happening. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210 and we will get you on board. A little bit later on, we're going to talk with Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia from Sussex County, Jersey. Now, she led the charge before the grassroots on the drone thing. I just find this all to be unacceptable. I don't care which administration. He's right about the Biden administration on this. No answer, nothing. Is the answer we got yesterday acceptable? That we're supposed to say, oh, okay, we didn't see it that way. It's the FAA research. Huh? What? They didn't say it's top secret. Why do it over Jersey? Why continue to do this? Stop it already. Isn't that the bottom line? RFK Jr., I wouldn't say he's going to sail through. This is going to be a close vote. But I didn't see anything so far today, and we have a lot more sound. His principal case, America's a very sick nation. We got to pivot from this chronic disease, etc. He laid it out. Now, are the things that he would proscribe in every event what we want to do? Well, I go case by case on these. And tomorrow we're going to have on his chief of staff, who's right behind him there, I believe. Megyn Kelly's there right behind him today, too. And talk to her about how it went, where they are at this point. It's going to be, you can't tell with these Republicans. I count two or maybe three that are going to vote against him. Are there four? Will every Democrat vote against him? A little bit unknown at this point. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So we have Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel on Thursday. It seems to me that Patel, we thought was going to be incredibly explosive, FBI and all that, his background. He's so credentialed. I think he's, I'm looking at the odds. We have a group that puts odds on everything, and they have higher odds for him than they do for Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm trying to remember if they have higher odds for him than they do RFK Jr. Yeah, here we go. This is Josh Barton, a guy that puts out usually sports, but he does all confirmation odds for RFK, Gabbard, and Patel. Will Tulsi Gabbard be confirmed by the Senate? He has the over and under at 50 senators. The current odds imply a 71% probability she'll be confirmed. Wow, that's pretty high. Kennedy, over under 52 senators will confirm. They have his odds at a 86% probability. And here's the one that surprised me. Kash Patel, 54 senators, odds 91% that he'll be confirmed. So Kennedy is the most impact on our lives, but Kash Patel, in a lot of ways, heading the FBI, that is going to be really big time stuff. And he has the highest odds to be confirmed. Okay. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Democrats think they found their voice here now. And even bleeding into the Kennedy hearings is the issue of this federal freeze. You heard Van Drew's take on it. That's mine also. But I'm not saying he's cavalier. Look, he's in a difficult spot. You heard him, though, still make the case. So we found out about the mothership and all these drones. This is unacceptable. And the number is increasing on my Twitter poll. It's up over 61%. What are you 39% thinking is acceptable about this argument? True, it's transparent. She came out yesterday, the press secretary, and said, FAA research and other operations. Well, what are the other operations? They didn't say, look, these things are so secretive, we can't tell you. I'm just not buying it at this point. Now, if they don't know, and they're not being told by the FAA, I mean, you got to get to the bottom of this, right? Some of the Trump deputies have to bring them into a room, Susie Wiles or whatever. What is this? Point blank. Well, we're not going to say that or we don't know. Next, until they get the answer. Do they not have the answer? Does anybody still not know what operations are these maniacs doing? Particularly if you're in New Jersey. I think Dawn Fantasia is going to be more blunt on this. I was really surprised yesterday when we got that. All right, Joe and Shelfont. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Good afternoon. Excellent show, as always.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
All the time. You were asking for a game changer or something that's changed things around?
Yes.
My wife and I have been in the photography business for over 50 years, and I would say the digital camera.
Yes. Just think of the ease of this and also the danger of this and people being able to video or take a still photo. What a game changer that is. Right in the palm of your hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And it has also eliminated a lot of the chemicals involved with processing film and paper and time consuming. And it has been a game changer.
Yeah, I would worry about the toxins, Joe, when you were doing that back in the day. I mean, you got to be thinking, wow, you know, that stuff all day long with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get too much of it on your hands.
No, I hear you. That is a very good one, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, that's a vast improvement. It's got a lot of upside associated with it. By the way, one game changer, small thing. It's not a game changer, but I like. The White House Press Office, the Office of Communications, Caroline Levitt, they're putting out every day under this branding, debunking the latest fake news hoaxes. And they give you the hoax, and then they give you the facts. It's just a good branding. They say, for example, hoax. A physician's advocacy group was widely cited as opposing RFK Jr. Fact, the advocacy group is an astroturfed partisan organization funded by prominent left-wing donors and accepts fake signatures. I have some of the names and I have some of the data. I like the way she's framing things, Levitt and The Office. And you're going to see more of that every day. Megyn Kelly, only about 5 feet away from RFK Jr. Two blondes there, the wife and Megyn Kelly, right in the background. Yes.
Didn't notice her there. Yeah.
Yeah. And
makes an appearance on Fox News again.
I'm not sure, yes, what the Holland woman looks like. Our guest at 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's RFK's lawyer for the Children's Defense Fund. We brought you the scientist yesterday laying this out. And so far, I have not seen anything change today that I can point to that has been, there's been explosive back and forth. We'll play a little bit more of it. But I think he's going to squeak through, maybe 51 or a tie, and then Vance comes in. All right, coming up, Dawn Fantasia. Love Dawn, Assemblywoman, Sussex County. Led the charge. Remember that phony Murphy thing with 50 or 60 elected officials there about the drones and then telling them nothing to see here. What does she say about this Trump administration directive yesterday that it's FAA research? 855-839-1210 here on the Dom Giordano Show.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.